Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. Warning, parental advisory, explicit content. If you are offended by the utterance of certain syllables, certain words, especially a word that begins with the letter F, I would suggest you skip this episode and wait until next week's episode. Next week, I'm going to post a Christmas episode. I'm not going to talk at all. It's just going to be 25 Christmas songs. You can just put it on and listen to it for the month of December. So that's coming next week. So if you don't want to hear a lot of vulgarity and cursing, just skip this episode. But this is meant to be a fun episode, just enjoyable to listen to and get a kick out of. Just a lot of songs with swearing and clips from movies with swearing. This is the parental advisory episode. So you definitely don't want to listen to this episode with the kids in the car. And like I said, if you're offended by certain words, certain vulgarities, just skip this episode and wait until next week. And I'll be posting the Christmas episode next week on Black Friday. But for now, warning, parental advisory. I think, what can you say?
May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile, a fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick, 4 fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're fucked.
You're breaking my heart. You're tearing it apart, so fuck you. All I wanna do is have a good time.
I love words. I thank you for hearing my words. I want to tell you something about words that I think is important. I love, as I say, they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really. We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know. And then we assign a word to a thought, and we're stuck with that word for that thought. So be careful with words. I like to think, yeah, the same words, you know, that hurt can heal. It's a matter of how you pick them. There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words. Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television. What a ratio that is. 399,993 to 7. They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7. Bad words. That's what they told us they were, remember?
That's a bad word.
No bad words. Bad thoughts. Bad intentions. And words. You know the 7, don't you, that you can't say on television? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits, huh? Those are the heavy 7. Those are the ones that'll infect your soul, curve your spine, and keep the country from winning the war. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow.
If you don't wanna fuck me, baby, baby, fuck off. If you don't wanna fuck me, baby, baby, fuck off. I ain't got time for yesterday's news. Don't shoot me up with your bullshit news. If you don't wanna fuck me, baby, baby, fuck off. If you don't want a piece of the action, baby, take a walk. If you don't want a piece of the action, baby, take a walk. I don't like it when you play with my knees. You ain't nothing but a prick tease. If you don't want a piece of the action, baby, take a walk. There's a door, watch your hurry. That you're hot shit, I heard. You ain't nothing but a cold turd. If you don't wanna fuck me, baby, baby, fuck off. One, two, three, four. Words, if you ain't got time to take a walk with me on my meat rack, then you can just get the hell out of my bread line. Yeah. Fuck off, baby.
From the entire Channel 4
News team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
To direct this to the distinguished members of the panel. You lousy corksuckers, you have violated my Fargan rights. This Salmonambaching country was founded so that the liberties of common patriotic citizens like me could not be taken away by a bunch of Fargan ice holes like yourselves. Thank you very much.
Some fucking shit ass. time for Swear to God with the Reverend Wynton Dupree.
I have a question, and I know you all have it too. What is up Satan's ass? All he wants to do is fuck us up, the dick licker. Now the Lord said, I am the light of the world. Now he could as easily have said, I am king shit of fuck mountain. Why would you fuck with me? Now I'll tell you what. I am the only preacher with the fucking balls, and you know this, you all know this, to say, Satan, I damn thee, you goddamn motherfucking shit-eating, cocksucking son of a bee, can I get a fucking A?
Fucking A!
Everybody knows that I'm a scum man. They won't come and see me in this time. Everyone's afraid of what might happen to them, or if they'll even get out of there alive. Some fuckhead in the corner is getting to me, talking about the way I look and smell. I guess he doesn't know that I'm the outlaw scumbag. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him straight to hell. Because everybody knows that I'm a scum man. I like sluts and whores and I don't care. You can say just what you want to say about me, but if I hear you, I might just go knock you off your chair. Cause I like to drink whiskey by the gallon. I live on peanut butter sandwiches, I don't care. I spent some nights in jail in this old country. Everybody hates me and I just don't fucking care. Because everybody knows that I'm a scum man. They won't come and see me in my dive. Everyone's afraid of what might happen to them, or if they'll even get out of there alive.
And now, to the Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver.
Hi, everybody. This is Earl Weaver with Manager's Corner. Today, I have Tom Moore, Oreo broadcaster, back on the show. And I understand Tom's been getting some mail with questions that supposedly I can answer. Now, what the fuck are some of these goddamn questions, Tom?
Well, first of all, Earl, George Moore from Baltimore is asking how much we feel the loss of Don Stanhouse.
Well, Don Stanhouse was an asshole. He had us in trouble, had the fucking bases loaded. God damn it, almost every fucking time he went out there, he liked to ruin my health smoking cigarettes, and thank God we got Timmy Stoddard coming in out of the bullpen right now, sticking a bat up their asses. And that's what it takes.
Well, Bill Whitehouse, Earl, that certainly is an answer. From Frederick, Maryland, wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake. You get fucking goddamn little fleas on the fucking bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big cocksuckers that can hit the fucking ball out of the ballpark and you can't make any goddamn mistakes.
Well, certainly this show is going to go down in history, Earl. Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in fucking baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the fucking goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his fucking ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the fucking ninth. So if this cocksucker would mind his own business and let me manage the fucking team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Ella's sweet ought to be worried about where the fuck her next lay's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out of the fucking bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a prick stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go fuck yourself and the fuck with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball fucking network.
The Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver is heard 20 minutes before every Orioles regular season game and was sponsored by...
Stop!
Piece of shit, because I'm not gonna sleep until worms are crawling up your foam rubber ass. I'm going on safari, motherfucker. Safari.
Boring. Boring.
so fucking boring. The girls all look the same, the money's been and gone. I've looked at every picture, heard every song. It's all repeats for me, I don't belong. I'm tired.
Fuck yeah! Freedom is the Okay, children, let's take our seats. We have a lot to learn today. We sure do, Mr. Hayat. Okay, children, let's start the day with a few new math problems. What is 5 times 2? Come on, children, don't be shy. Just give it your best shot. Yes, Clyde?
12.
Okay, now let's try to get an answer from someone who's not a complete retard. Anyone? Come on, don't be shy.
I think I know the answer, Mr. Garrison. Shut up, fat boy!
Hey, don't call me fat, you fucking Jew!
Eric, did you just say the F word?
Jew?
No, he's talking about fuck. You can't say fuck in school, you fucking fat ass.
Kyle!
Why the fuck not?
Eric!
Dude, you just said fuck again!
Stanley!
Who?
Kenny!
What's the big deal? It doesn't hurt anybody. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
How would you like to go see the school counselor?
How would you like to suck my balls?
What did you say?
I'm sorry. Actually, what I said was...
How would you like to suck my balls, Mr. Garrison?
Holy shit, dude.
America, fuck yeah, coming again to save the motherfucking day. Yeah, America, fuck yeah, freedom is the only way. Yeah, terrorists, your game is through, 'cause now you have answer to America. Fuck yeah, America. Fuck.
Sometimes you just gotta clear your head and the song finds you.
Rocket sauce, take one. Rocket, rocket, all of my rocket sauce. All of my fucking rocket sauce, all of my rocket sauce. Hey, rocket, rocket, all of my rocket sauce. All of my...
Dude, that's the ice cream song.
I know.
Fucking time ago in a town called Kickapoo, there lived a humble family, religious through and through. But yay, there was a black sheep, and he knew just what to do. His name was Young JP, and he refused to step in line. A vision he did see of fucking rocking all the time. He wrote a tasty jam, and all the planets did align.
Oh, the dragon's balls were blazing as I stepped into his cave. Then I sliced his fucking cockles with a long and shiny blade. 'Twas I who fucked the dragon, fuck a lie, sing fuck a loo. And if you try to fuck with me, then I shall fuck you too. Gotta get it on in the party zone. I got to shoot a load in the party zone. Gotta lick a toad in the party zone.
Check that 7 day to make your weekend
like
plans.
It. Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right.
Something.
happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Shit! I'm dying in this fucking country-ass fucked-up town. Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see pilot. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker. I can't even see me.
I'm Don Schiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all the day's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Fuck you, mother whore. Shit!
Try to run the fucking soft stream, your bitch cop. Way too far, laughter's running sober. asshole son of a bitch!
Maybe one day I'll get a chance to do something good for somebody like that.
Scum-sucking motherfucking whore!
Cock! Cock! Chisholm! Grandma! Cock!
Bum! Fuck, turd, fart! Cunt, piss, shit, bugger, and balls!
Damn it! Hell! Crap! Shit!
You goddamn motherfucking bitch!
Fuck you, you car wash cunt! I had a dental appointment!
Fellatio, cunnilingus, French kissing! Rim job!
Right! Piss! Fucking fuck.
Schmuck. Puss. A duckish lecker.
Pussy, big fucker.
Balls.
Boy cock, girl cock, E-I-E-I-O.
So fucking what?
To ask real Ding Dong Burger eaters what they think of the new Ding Dong King Kong Sing Song Burger.
It's great.
It's so big. It's fucking great.
How about you folks?
Yeah.
I can feed the whole family for under $20.
And with the price of beef going through the fucking roof, that's a deal.
Fellas?
This cocksucker dragged me down here. I don't know.
Just eat the fucking thing.
Fuck you, asshole. Fuck. This little motherfucker's tasty.
Told you, fucking ass.
Ding Dong Burgers, a Globochem company.
Take it from me. I love you.
And I'd do it with a woman in the valley. If she lives in the valley, oh, if she lives in the valley, oh, the mighty, mighty valley of the sun. Yes, if she lives there quietly and goes to bed there nightly, well, I would tower over peaks and in the sky. Well, she comes tumbling to me, it seems every night, there for me with a face and legs that will not quit.
Shit. Give me a fucking break. 1 minute left. 1 minute fucking left. You're gonna give me fucking 1 minute? There's a, look at that fucking sign right there. 1 minute. Let me fucking tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've been around since fucking 1980 fucking eight. And you're gonna give me 1 fucking minute? You gotta be fucking kidding me! You fucking kidding me? What the fuck? I'm not fucking Justin Bieber, you motherfuckers! You gotta be fucking joking! This is a fucking joke! I got 1 minute, 1 minute left. Oh, now I got nothing left. Now I got nothing left.
That's the punch, fuck off! If it comes to fight- Load letter? The fuck does that mean?
Johnny Duck's a happy lad. Duke Pelican's a drunken cad. Together they save the kids from bad. Oh, Johnny Duck. Disney has a mouse named Mick. Don't you kids suck your granddad's dick? What's on TV? What would you pick? I'd pick Johnny Duck. Johnny Duck, oh, Johnny Duck. He's a hell of a fuck, that Johnny Duck. Donut Duck, oh, Donut Duck, he's a hell of a fuck, that Donut Duck. Donut Duck's a happy lad, Duke Pelican's a drunken cad. With these great guys, you'll never be sad. I like Donut Duck.
Come on! Listen up!
said you had a lot of work to do, but I heard the rest in your head. And almost immediately I felt sorry, cause I didn't think this would happen again. No matter what I could do or say, just that I didn't think this would happen again. With or without my best intentions, and I want a boyfriend. I want a boyfriend. I want all the stupid old shit, like letters and sodas. Letters and sodas. I can feel it in my bones. I'm gonna spend another year alone. It's fucking run, fucking run. Even when I was 17, fucking run, fucking run. Even when I was 12, you almost felt bad. You said that I should call you up, but I knew much better than that. And almost immediately I felt sorry, cause I didn't think this would happen again. No matter what I could do or say, just that I didn't think this would happen again. With or without my best intentions, and I can't feel it in my bones. I'm gonna spend my whole life alone. It's fucking run, fucking run. Even when I was 17, fucking run, fucking run. Even when I was 12.
You can go suck a fuck.
Oh, please tell me, Elizabeth, how exactly does one suck a fuck?
You want me to tell you?
Please tell me.
We will not have this at the dinner table.
When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words. Fuck you, Thunder, you can suck my dick. You can't get me, Thunder, cause you're just God's fart.
I see you driving around town with the girl I love, and I fuck you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I fuck you, and I fuck her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with ya. Ain't that some shit?
And that's going to do it for the Parental Advisory episode. That was Veins of Jenna covering CeeLo Green. I'll put a complete list of the songs that I played at the blog. If you want to find out what a certain song was, I'll put them in order at the blog. That's rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. And you'll also find a link to the Facebook page and a way to subscribe to iTunes there at the blog. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, the Parental Advisory episode. It was just meant to be a fun listen, so I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had fun. It was just meant to be entertaining. And now, to play us out.
Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but... Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready?
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is a...
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
In 5, 4, 3.
Baby! Baby! motherfucker!
You shit-kicking, stinky horseman-horse-smelling motherfucker, you!
You no-business-born, insecure junkyard motherfucker!
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
You're one ugly motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Never seen so many backwards-ass country fucks in my life.
You stupid fuck. You goddamn bitch.
Heavy. Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck.
You listening? Your mother sucks fucking big fucking elephant dicks. You got that?
You're okay. This one, real fucking ugly.
You bunch of losers! You're working with a professional here! Nice fucking model!
Unfortunately, this shithole has more fucking leaks than the Iraqi Navy.
Fuck yourself.
I'm tired from fucking your wife.
How's your mother?
Good, she's tired from fucking my father.
You've got, as I was talking to the mayor, in those areas, one of the things you got to address,
Mr. Kane.
You got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it.